You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with Will Sommer, our newest team member, focusing on what's happening on the far right and crazy MAGA world and conspiracy land. And one of my favorite MAGA conspiracies, the idea that there's this rampant trend of kids pretending to be cats and pissing in litter boxes in schools all over the country. This has reared its little cat ears one more time with a bill in Texas. And I want to tell you about the insanity going on in Texas. But first, Will, you got a new newsletter for us where you cover all this craziness called False Flag. People can get it at thebulwark.com. It comes out on Thursday morning. So what do you got for us today? What do you got?
This week, we have the mysterious shakeup at Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire. His CEO, who is supposed to be this kind of titan of conservative media, $200 million company, suddenly steps down mysteriously. And there's a lot of speculation. I'm trying to figure it out. But in the meantime, you know, we have a lot of did they spend too much money on a kind of Game of Thrones knockoff? You know, there's all kinds of interesting things to look into.
I noticed that some of the stars had created Brett Cooper, Candace Owens, kind of dunking on him after the firing.
Well, so, he's a guy who's made a lot of enemies, you know, which is the perfect guy to cover.
All right. Well, check out for more Will's False Flag. He also did his first newsletter a couple days ago, focused on Tim Pool, another MAGA podcaster, having a alleged encounter at a Cracker Barrel with Antifa skaters. So anyway, you got to get the whole deal. Here's what's happening down in Texas. We've got this guy, Stan Gerdes, state rep in Texas, and he's introduced a bill to ban non-human behavior in public schools, such as barking, meowing, and other animal-like practices commonly used by furries. It is called the Furries Act. I've been tracking this for a long time. We'll put this up on the screen here. Here's October 22. I wrote this article for the Bulwark, Furry Gate, a Litter Box of Lies, where I really tried to figure out, like, what was the genesis of this? Like, why does this happen? I don't know about you, Will, but like, I have non-political moms in my life, like, bring this up to me. Like, I was at a crawfish boil, and so one of the moms were like, you know, I'm a little bit worried about the kids in the cat ears pretending to be cats. And I'm like, this is not a thing. Kids are not peeing in litter boxes in schools. There's no evidence of this anywhere. And yet there's now, a proposed bill in Texas. What do you know about this? Have you been obsessing over this as much as me?
Yeah, I've certainly tried to get to the bottom of, you know, with this unfolding national issue. You know, it's certainly evocative, right? I mean, so, you know, as you've written for several years now, this has been a sort of an urban legend, I guess we could call it, that's become very political. And people will casually say, well, I heard that at sort of the neighboring school or the school two counties over, that there are all these, you know, self-identified furries who believe that they're cats. And I think the main instance, and they need a litter box. And so it's sort of like, I guess it's sort of an outgrowth of like the trans bathroom issue, but sort of taken to an even further extreme.
Yeah, the thing that got the closest, which is this is getting dark. So this is one of these stories that's like 80% funny, 10% dark, 10% a little scary on the free speech. So we'll get to all of that. Here's the dark part. The thing I found was that there was an instance of a school that had a litter box. Seems like kind of a dumb idea that they did this, but it wasn't because the kids were identifying as cats. It was because they were worried if there was a lockdown that they would have, like some fucking administrator got the idea that if there was like a shooter and there was a lockdown, they should have cat litter on campus. Really dumb in its own right. Also speaks to kind of the horrifying American reality. But But yeah, no evidence of like a kid getting on all fours and peeing. You never found any of that at the Daily Beast?
No, I mean, and I obviously you looked into this really extensively. I mean, there are all these examples of people saying, or it's like a specific school, and there like a rumor starts on Facebook that it's happening at this school, and consistently every time the school says this is just totally made up.
Yeah, Joe Rogan did this, and it's all, and every situation is always the same. It's like, you know, oftentimes in the case of Rogan, it's like somebody without a kid. It's like, oh, my friend, you know, said that their friend Sally told them that at their school it's a problem. Right? Like, it's always like one of these, you know, games of telephone examples. It's and anytime you try to track it down, it's never somebody being like, it's me. Like, I have seen it. I have evidence. You know, it's always somebody told me. All right, I want to get into this bill because I actually think this is, to me, in some ways, this is reminiscent of the big fight around the Don't Say Gay bills. Remember that? And one thing that frustrated me about the Don't Say Gay bills is a lot of the like legislation, like, was harmful because it felt like it was not written by people who had any experience with 7-year-olds, you know, or who had forgotten what 7-year-olds are like. You know, like, so I've got a 7-year-old, you know, she's got two dads. Like, we come into the school. Like, 7-year-olds are curious. Like, the other kids on the playground are like, why does she have two dads? Like, why? Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, they ask the teachers questions. And so, like, to create a bill that would ban the teachers from talking about that, like, doesn't, you know, like, in their minds, they made the bill as if it was like, oh, teachers shouldn't be teaching kids about, you know, gay sex clubs or whatever, like the history of homosexuality in kindergarten. It's like, yeah, but sure. But like, still, like, sometimes things come up in which they teach. So this is kind of a similar case to this. There's a restriction on students here. Students cannot wear tails, leashes, collars, non-human accessories. They cannot wear accessories designed for pets, no animal ears. They cannot make animal noises such as barking, meowing, or hissing. They cannot lick oneself. For grooming. The punishment of this is real. Students who violate this could face placement in a juvenile justice education program. Educators who fail to enforce the law could face fines with penalties up to $10,000. A teacher could get fined for $10,000 if they don't stop the barking in class. Like, literally, have you met a 7-year-old, Stan Gerdes? Like, 7-year-olds like to bark and pretend to be animals. 7-year-olds love pretending to be animals. That's what my kid comes home from school every day. He's like, can we pretend to be bears today? And it's not, they're not identifying as a fucking bear. They're just being a child using their imagination. You have children, Will. Am I off base here?
No, I mean, I totally agree. It's crazy. I mean, the part in the bill that specifically says, you know, kids cannot make hissing or meow. I mean, they're going to arrest, like, you know, half the 7-year-olds in Texas, I think.
I had Wes Moore on the pod today, and he said he got arrested when he was 11 for what do you call it, tagging. And they said they handcuffed him when he was 11. I'm like, this is great. We're gonna be handcuffing, you know, we're gonna be handcuffing 8-year-olds because they want to pretend that they're a character in Paw Patrol. Like, the whole thing.
I hadn't even considered the Paw Patrol aspect of it. Yeah,
and the Paw Patrol thing is huge.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is also related to these other Republican bills you've been covering, where like these guys, they're very fond of like suing now too. Lawsuits are very much in vogue, right? Where it's like, oh yeah, if the school doesn't do this, like the craziest mother or father, sorry to pick on the moms, the craziest parent could come to the school and sue them because, you know, they read the gay penguin book, or because, you know, the kids are hissing and meowing. I mean, like, it leads to a very bad potential place.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's the you know, you think on one hand, well, you know, what teacher would really care if kids are barking? But then they include these just like brutal punishments in terms of the fines, you know, much less like the criminal aspect of it. And you know, it's just very the whole thing. I mean, down to the individual behaviors was very bizarre.
All right. So just to be clear, if you're watching, because I've even heard from some liberal parents about this, you know, sometimes these urban legends catch on. There's no evidence of this. Some kids do like to wear cat ears. That's kind of in trend. There is kind of a thing now with, you know, what's called anime. You know, people do like, kids do like to dress up as characters, but it's not a trans thing. they don't think that they're a cat. They're not growing up to be a cat. They don't want to pee in a litter box. It's just children being children, we should not sit on their imagination. Will, I'm going to ask you to kind of take us out, because I also like to play imagination, but do you have any other final thoughts?
Yeah, I just had a couple quickly. I mean, one thing about this bill is it's one thing about the bill is that it says, you know, kids can only dress up in celebration of human history. So, you know, if you want to talk about the great whale migration, the bear wars, whatever, you know, none of that. And then the other aspect is Stan Gerdes. I looked into him in particular. It seems like he's been getting a lot of heat from his like local Republican parties for not being hard right enough. And so I suspect maybe this is kind of like he's tossing some meat to the base. He's like, look, I banned the furries.
Come for me, Stan Gerdes. I dare you. Come for us. Send the cops. All right. Thank you, everybody. Subscribe to the feed. Will, you take us out? Because they might not be able to hear me.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for subscribing. Check out The Bulwark.